Hi, this is Tanya Harder Pearson. I'm author of Outsmart Your Cancer. I have a dentist from Ohio named Dr. Bob Rassi on the phone with me today, and he's going to tell us his wife's wonderful recovery story for using Protocell to overcome her lymphoma to the brain. I guess lymphoma to the brain is a little bit unusual. Did she also have lymphoma in lymph nodes in other parts of her body?
Yes, the reason lymphoma to the brain is unusual is there are no lymph nodes, there are no lymph systems in the brain.
Right.
So to get lymphoma to the brain, it actually has to be, the lymphoma cell has to actually get away from the bloodstream and get into the brain. And that can happen when there's stress. The blood-brain barrier membranes will tend to shrink or contract, opening up the area for things to get into the brain. That's the reason you can't get a bacterial infection in the brain so easily, but you can get a viral infection because the viral is much smaller than the blood-brain barrier opening.
I see.
But anyway, Durkanic was discovered with a tumor of 6 by 7 centimeters, and she went to the hospital. They did an operation. They took 2 by 3 centimeters away from her brain. And
that's a big tumor.
That's a huge tumor. And you kind of think about it, about a good-sized lemon, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so anyway, he said they took it all away, then she'd be a vegetable case. And he says they're going to treat the rest with chemo. We were referred to University Hospital, and we went to the fellows in charge of the brain section over there in tumors. And we went through about 4 to 5 months of treatment. I can't recall how exactly whether it was 4 or 5. But at the end of the 5 months, in which they gave you injections into the intravenous injections with chemicals, and the problem was it's hard to get chemicals past the blood-brain barrier membrane. Then he told us at the end of 5 months we have to make a choice, and that was either radiation, and I said no because they showed that did not help. He wanted to do whole-brain radiation. If you're not going to do whole-brain radiation, they said he gave us 2 other alternatives, and one was the blood-brain barrier disruption technique, which was originated by a fellow out of Johns Hopkins, and basically they give you an injection of a sucrose solution into the brain, or into an artery going to the brain, and which shrinks the membrane, and then they are allowed to, they're able to get maybe up to 100 times more the a chemical dose to the brain because now the brain barrier membrane is shrunk.
So the original 5 or 6 months of chemo did not reduce the cancer?
No,
that was left?
It didn't do it. It didn't really do the job. And in fact, after doing much research on it that I could out of the thing, I found out this should never have even done that. It should put us right into the blood-brain barrier disruption technique, and I was so upset about that.
Hmm.
I sent him an email, and he gave me some hogwash story. Wanted to make sure that it wasn't coming from someplace else. The body wanted to limit everything else. Well, that was hogwash. Because when you, he even told us, when you have no lymphoma of the brain, it's no place else in the body.
Isn't
very
that
unusual.
Right? Okay. Yeah.
So anyway, he actually made a liar out of himself. But anyway, we went over to Cleveland Clinic and went through two or three treatments of the blood-brain barrier disruption technique, and the tumor grew. Was shrinking, and then it just grew. It got resistant, so they changed chemos, and that didn't work. It continued to grow, and by that time, we learned about Protocell from a friend, and we started taking Protocell. And when we went back for another check when that last chemo change didn't work, they went to an oral chemical to take orally, and the write-up on the oral chemical was very poor. I think the two-year prognosis was terrible. It's like 23% had a remission more than 2 years. That was a terrible prognosis. It means almost 78% of people died. So that was not really a good prognosis for the oral chemo. Well, at the same time that we changed to the oral chemo, we also learned a Protocell. We started taking Protocell.
Now, was she taking the chemo at the same time?
The same time.
Okay.
We went 2 doses of the oral chemo, and I didn't like the effects it was having on my wife. But anyway, I said, Georgiana, let's not take the 3rd dose. Let's just rely on the Protocell.
Hmm.
And the tumor was shrinking from the last MRI at that 2nd dosage. And by the time we went to the 3rd month, of course, it takes about 2.5 months for Protocell to completely eliminate the cancer. And by that 3rd month, the tumor was gone. So we attributed it to the Protocell. We continued taking Protocell 6 months after it was clear. We talked with Dr. Bell, and he said, take it for 6 months after you get a clear MRI, just as a protective measure. And I said, fine. In the meantime, after that third dosage, we also learned of Lorraine Day and her tapes on how to help yourself become healthier, and we went through the bit of juicing and no stress and exercise. And my wife, so you had to understand how my wife was a runner. She ran 5 miles 3 times a week. So she's not exactly a weakling,
right,
and a healthy girl. But she had the ability to try to take on everybody's problems, so her stress level was always high.
And this was 3 years ago when she was about 57, is that right?
That's correct.
Okay. Just to clarify, Dr. Rassi, I just wanted to double check. You say that after the third treatment of chemo, she stopped the chemo?
No, you were talking from the University Hospital, or you're talking about the oral chemical?
I'm sorry, the oral chemical.
No, two doses, two-month treatment.
Oh, so...
You take it for a week, you don't take anything for 3 weeks, and then you take another dose for a week.
Okay, and then at that point she stopped it and just used the Protocell and Lorraine Day.
Yeah, we were supposed to take a third-month treatment, and we decided we weren't going to tell them. We never got the prescription filled. So,
when she did stop that oral treatment, was there still evidence of cancer in her brain?
Yes, there was still evidence, but it was shrinking at that time. And when we started the Protocell, which is when we started the oral cancer, we hadn't completely had the 2.5 months that it takes for Protocell to work. So at the beginning, must have been about the 7th week, we took it for a week, and then there's like 3 weeks of no taking. You take it again. We went in and had an MRI. And basically, we were getting an MRI almost every month when we went in to see the doctor.
Mm-hmm.
And the tumor was shrinking. And by the time we went to the third month, it was gone.
Wow.
And all it showed was scar tissue. We assumed it was scar tissue. That's what the doctor stated on the MRI. So we stayed with that and continued with the Protocell. And we went on with the Lorraine Day diet. We tried to do everything that was healthy. And I told her stress was her biggest factor. And of course, she had stopped her job when she had the cancer, and that eliminated a lot of stress because she was driving quite a bit, and traffic is heavy in Cleveland. It's like driving in San Francisco during rush hour, or any other big city during rush hour. It's hazardous and that kind of thing.
Sure.
Yeah. So she did fine, and she's been staying with it. We've been watching what she eats. We kept the sugar out of the diet, you know, basically.
That's good.
Which is part of Lorraine Day's thing, we went to organics, of course. Part of the Lorraine Day diet was organics and don't eat anything with all the junk in it. So we stayed with a pretty good diet. And she's been clear. We just had an MRI done in June, which is 1 year from the last MRI, or 6 months rather from the last MRI. And it's been clear. So it's been 1 year that she has no cancer.
Oh, that's fantastic. Now, is she still on Protocell, or did she stop 6 months?
No, she stopped taking Protocell. We did that 6 months after the last clear cancer.
Okay.
And we stopped. She thinks about going back onto it for a month or so and then going off, but she has not really gone back onto it. But I think she probably will. She feels it does such a good job, and I think it does such a good job.
Absolutely. Well, that's fantastic because it doesn't sound like the treatments the doctors were giving her were working.
Well, the original treatment should never have been. It really should have been right into Cleveland Clinic. There's only a few places that do what they call the BBBD treatment, which is blood-brain barrier disruption.
Mm-hmm.
And the Cleveland Clinic was one. There's one here down at Ohio State University, Oregon Health Center, where the fellow who originated the treatment is now running that particular program there. Originally was at Johns Hopkins. And the one up in Minnesota, clinic up there, and I think they do it down in Houston. I'm not sure about that.
Okay.
We went there, and like I said, I think part of the problem was that the blood-brain barrier treatment is a 12-month treatment. Can you imagine getting beat up for 12 months? It's terrible.
And all the side effects of opening up that blood-brain barrier and allowing anything into the brain.
He does have some memory loss, I feel, and they always say it comes back, but I don't buy that. it's been a year and she hasn't got some of her memory back. I mean, she functions fine, but sometimes I can, well, the whole family knows she does not do well on some memory things.
And you know, and
she can play gin rummy, does fine at gin rummy. And that kind of thing.
I know that when people go through any kind of surgical procedure in the brain, sometimes some amount of memory loss or function can occur.
Yes.
Do you think it might have been related to that?
It's possible. Her brain was above the upper, anterior section above the upper, let's see, that would be the upper left eye, and it did press over, but it did not affect the right side, so she had complete function on the right side.
Oh, okay.
So that helped out tremendously. Although she's left-handed, she's left-hand dominant, but he just did terrific, and we're real pleased. And anyone that we know has cancer, I said, try protocell. It's not going to hurt you. It's going to help you in any which way. And so we have referred several people already onto protocell. Can't force people into things. I give them all the data. I send them the protocell website, and you know, I print that out for them and give it to them, and if they and give them all the other websites that I have on Protocell.
Okay.
And the Lorraine Day website, too, for that matter. But
and did she use the Protocell Formula 50 or 23?
We started out on a 20. I'll tell you, well, that's an interesting story right there. We were doing the 23, and we had some vitamins here.
Mm-hmm.
And she was taking vitamins, and things weren't working right. And then we talked to Dr. Bell about it. He said, don't take it. It says right there, don't take vitamin in. Vitamin C or vitamin E, and I said, you're doing wrong. Stop the vitamins and go to Protocell 50 around the clock. We didn't right through, get up in the middle of the night, take her dosage, and go back to bed.
Okay. You did do that?
Oh, yeah.
Great. Well, that I agree with that approach. I think that keeping a therapeutic level of Protocell in your body at all times is the best way to do it.
And we upped the dose a little bit when we had it because of what had happened, and we corrected it. When we corrected everything, cancer went away.
Wow, that's wonderful. And just for those people out there that don't know, Dr. Lorraine Day is a physician in the California area, I think San Francisco.
She's an orthopedic surgeon. Right?
Okay, an orthopedic surgeon who cured herself of breast cancer, and she promotes her own approach, which is really just no real supplements as far as I know, but mostly just really clean diet, lots of water, lots of sunshine, reducing stress, things like that.
The fact that she was able to cure herself without chemo was terrific, and that tumor was so huge that she had.
The way I see it is Dr. Day does, I don't know if her approach is powerful enough for a lot of people with cancer or not,
but you got to do that.
It's good stuff, that's right.
You got to really do both. You got to do no stress,
right.
No sugars, organic diet, free of hormones and everything else that's out there in those cattle, that's the way I look at it, and then taking Protocell. You got to do everything to help yourself, to help Protocell do its job.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You really have to, you know, make sure you take care of your own recovery. That's so important with any alternative method. And basically, your wife has her life back, a normal life, right?
Oh, yes. She's
That's
back
wonderful.
To the only thing she says, he doesn't miss work now.
So she still hasn't gone back to work.
Yeah, we were on disability, of course, and after a year of disability, you go right on to Social Security. And so she's on that, and she doesn't want to go back to work. And so she's back to she doesn't run as much. She'll go 4 miles, but she'll walk like 3.5 of it and run maybe a half a mile of the 4 miles. And she goes for her long walks.
Well, that sounds pretty good to me.
Yeah.
Is there anything else you'd like to add about Protocell or about cancer treatment?
No, I think the problem with Protocell is that it takes so much money to try to get something approved, and it's not really patentable in a way, and so that's why nothing is getting done with it. I told our history to the head man over at Cleveland Clinic, who's head of the brain tumor section, and he, what I like about him, he listens. And he asked if we take any alternative medicines. He wanted to know. He wanted to know everything, which is I couldn't get out of any of the doctors over at the university hospital.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a big difference in attitude, too.
Yeah, and, you know, personally, my feeling is that it's not just money because, for instance, the Dr. Brzezinski Clinic in Houston, Texas, had a lot of money, and they were in legal battles with the FDA for years in court.
Yeah. So the the chemicals are trying to put them out of business. Can't, you know, it's crazy.
Yeah. But at any rate, at least Protocell is available as a dietary or nutritional supplement so that people can get it easily.
Yeah.
And,
it's inexpensive, too.
It's inexpensive, yeah.
2.5 months of therapy for like $100-some-odd. That's about as cheap as you're ever going
to
get.
Absolutely, and you're not even supposed to take very many supplements with it, so that cuts that price down, too.
Yes.
I really appreciate your story here about your wife's case with, I guess I should say, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, or is it just lymphoma?
It's non-Hodgkin's large cell lymphoma. There are three types of lymphoma: large cell, small cell, and hairy cell. And the most manageable one is the large cell.
Okay. And do you think that if you'd known about Protocell, your wife would have wanted to just start on that and not do any of the
other? If we knew about Protocell beginning and read, we would have, she would have been on Protocell.
Yeah.
She probably would have been on both chemo, but I think Protocell would have done the job.
Okay. All right. Well, this is such a great story. I hope it'll help some other people, and thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Okay. Have a good day.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.